Casey Costello has been sworn in as a minister inside Christopher Luxon's cabinet, the only New Zealand First MP to make the cut outside of Winston Peters and former minister Shane Jones. Casey, tēnā koe, thanks for joining us on the show again. Ngā mihi.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. And you did pretty well down there, didn't you, in Port Waikato, considering. Was that satisfying for you?
Yeah, it was a great opportunity for me to kind of get more engagement with my community and meet people and talk about issues that are confronting our Port Waikato constituents. So, yeah, it was a great experience and just, waving the flag for New Zealand First.
You've got the roles of Minister for Customs and Seniors and an Associate Minister of Health, Immigration and Police. Let's start with, we'll say, seniors. Obviously, New Zealand First, too, has developed a reputation for supporting our older people of Aotearoa. How satisfying is it for you to have the reins on that ministerial portfolio? What can we expect from you in association to improving the lot of our older folk living in NZ?
You're really keen on some, first of all, that we're keeping the superannuation age at 65 was a big cornerstone for us. But some, aside from the general, the gold cards, those sort of issues, is around the kind of practical steps. One of the ones that I'm really keen on is the ability to free up the opportunity to build small dwellings up to 60 metres square for our kaumātua to live in and make it easier to get those dwellings built and provide greater flexibility in how we can use our land to accommodate. And the other one is dementia care facilities, which I think is sorely lacking, and it's a specialist kind of care capability, and we just don't have any suitable facilities that kind of work, and it's a bit ad hoc in terms of how you get access to those facilities. So those are the really important ones for me.
They are important too, and sadly, but I guess as we live longer, dementia is becoming such a real part of the lives of so many, including Tangata Whenua Casey. It does seem at times that people with DOSH are able to look after their folk better than those who are on Struggle Street. What might you say of this sort of ongoing growth in dementia challenges as a nation, and where do you think Māori might sit in that discussion?
And that's where I think, the being able to build, dedicated dwellings so that you can bring your whānau home and have, facilities near and accessible and all those sort of things that would help support. And I think one of the big things people forget is that when you have a person suffering with dementia, it impacts the couple. Generally the partner or the spouse is the caregiver in a lot of circumstances, and how we provide that wraparound relief and support. Because, anybody that's dealt with it knows the tremendous burden that it places on trying to keep people at home as long as possible, making sure that there's those wraparound services, and that's that primary care stuff that we really need to focus on as well. I don't know anybody that hasn't sort of been aware or involved in the care of a dementia patient, and it's just so sad to lose someone in that way. So yeah, it's I'm really focused on getting some tangible stuff in place.
We've got a number of people who whakapapa to the north, yourself included. You're you're Winston related?
No, not related, but my mum's family went to school in Hokunui with the Peters family. So yeah, we've got connections back to there.
And both the Ngāti Wai whakapapa lines too. You leapfrogged other candidates, Casey, on the party list, had previously been MPs to take these prominent spots. Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure, because it's just not in my nature to kind of, I don't know. I think I've got a broad base of experience, so I've done a lot of different things. I've spent the last 4 years working with my migrant exploitation and advocating for victims of exploitation. So that kind of came into one aspect of it. I've, you know, a police background and a lot of community sort of involvement in that area. So, yeah, I'm just, you know, humbled and truly privileged. I see how I go, but it's sort of, yeah, started with four none and you kind of went straight back to the office and it was flat out. So, yeah, it's a big one, but I'm privileged to be in this position.
I guess in life you didn't anticipate becoming an MP, but that's how it's panned out. What would you say of that? It's not a goal that you set for yourself as a young wahine, is it, Casey?
No, not at all. And I suppose it's that kind of thing. Like early in my police career, I became a delegate, which is effectively the police union, advocating for the situation for frontline cops and things. And the same sort of thing happened. I kind of, you speak up in a room one day and someone says, well, do something about it. And next thing you're in this position. So I think that's kind of been my lot in life. I don't know when to keep my mouth shut. And next thing someone says, well, do something about it. So you kind of put your hand up and get stuck in.
Something of an accidental politician. Yeah. What about the swearing-in ceremony? What was that like for you as someone new to Parliament?
I have to confess, I got a bit teary-eyed. it was a wonderful, wonderful kind of environment, and I was really struck by the camaraderie around the table, the ministers all reaching out, and what if I started to get a coughing fit in the and I thought I'm not going to be able to swear my oath because I couldn't stop coughing. And came to my rescue, Nicole McKee was sitting directly across from me and she threw me a cough lozenge across the table. So I was able to swear my oath only because ACT came to the rescue for me. So, yeah.
Some have questioned that we should be able to swear our oath, perhaps on the treaty, maybe in Te Reo Māori. Were you comfortable to swear allegiance to God and the King?
Yeah, and I was comfortable, but there was a few that swore in Māori, a couple that did it in bilingual. So yeah, there was options available in terms of how you wanted to swear your oath as a declaration rather than swearing on the Bible. So yeah, there was options available.
Do you harbour any Republican ambitions to see this country as a republic, or do you describe yourself as a monarchist? How do you see yourself, Casey?
I think one of the things that people forget is that part of being part of the monarchy is that you have options and protections that are afforded as being part of the crown, and we have a wonderful Governor General, a truly gracious, wonderful person, and if there were had any doubts of that role, she is I like the history and the tradition that relates us to the monarchy and what it gives us, and it's what gave us our democratic system, and I think it's a great democratic legacy that we've got as a result. So, you know, I'd have to put myself in a monarchist camp.
You've got some important associate ministerial roles, health, immigration, police. These are big ticket items. How are you hoping to contribute there, Casey?
Immigration is a big factor for me because I've spent, you know, so much time working with migrant exploitation. So I really want to ensure there's some accountability. From policing, a big part of what New Zealand First advocated for is more youth aid officers, more investment in Māori wardens, Pacific wardens. You know, those sort of frontline capabilities of community policing focuses, which is something that I would really like to get involved in, and victim protection, and health is there's just so much to achieve, but primary care, access to primary care support, community-based support, New Zealand First is in terms of the nurse practitioners, greater involvement, ability for pharmacists to, you know, qualified pharmacists to issue prescriptions, you know, to be able to, you know, respond more quickly to get better access to medicine, pharmac effectiveness, all of those sort of things. There's some, you know, big things that I want to get stuck into.
Tēnā koe, I'm pleased that you acknowledge the mahi at times of the Māori wardens. It feels as though at times people have been quite dismissive of that kaupapa, even though it's been around since the early 60s. Casey, yeah, as someone with plenty of experience policing, what would you say of the dynamic that the Māori wardens can provide at times?
It's that wisdom, you know, that levelling. I mean, I aside from police, I did a lot of work in security, but large event security, and the Māori warden, you know, we used to all coordinate with Māori wardens in those events as well. It was that kind of levelling, calming, respectfulness that, you know, it's the de-escalation of hostility is a big part of policing. And I think that's where you have that ability to come together and deliver really good response to situations. It's not linear, you know, it's not just one way gets, it's the same, you know, it's a one-size-fits-all model. It's about understanding the communities you're in and what works and what's effective. And, yeah, I think they present, and, you know, I was policing in the 80s and we had a lot of involvement with Māori wardens and how they worked within communities, particularly with youth, and that's where we've got our biggest challenges ahead of us.
Tēnā koe, Casey. Congratulations again on the appointments and portfolios. Looking forward to talking with you throughout the term. And well done on Saturday. And thanks for sharing some time with us this morning. Amihi.
Thank you very much.
Tēnā koe. Thank you. Casey Costello joining us, New Zealand First MP.